should, do you think that people should get married young or older? Young, I would be 18 to 25. Older
wait,
would be.
Babe, are we not doing an intro? No. We're just getting to talking.
We're just getting to it. We don't have time for all of that.
Okay.
Older would be 20, would be about
30.
Really 30, to be honest. Like, if you're talking about a girl, if you're talking about for a woman, that's
yes,
that's late. If we're talking, if you know, we're gonna start talking about
okay, you're gonna get into stuff. You're gonna get into your answer,
okay? So 30 to 30 and up,
mm-hmm.
which is, you know,
mm-hmm.
normal. Is that's pretty much it right now.
Right.
So you go ahead. You go first.
Okay. I think that the younger, the better.
You do?
I do.
Since when?
What do you mean since when? Since we've been married.
No, I think we talked about this a while ago.
When did we talk about this?
I thought you said
and you, I was wish you were older. No. Did I say that?
I was like, we got married at 19, and you was like, man, I wish I was 30 when I get, like, what is you talking about?
Yeah, that was a while ago, but
that
I don't.
That was not that long ago.
No, it had to have been.
No,
Brandon,
it was 2023, a couple months.
No,
I don't even know if it was a couple months, maybe a couple weeks ago.
I was literally just talking to Nia about this,
nigga,
like, a couple of days ago, on Sunday. And, no.
I'll be influencing
probably
you.
The reason.
I'll be influencing you. That's what it is.
Okay.
And you'll be forgetting.
We are one.
You're right. But close the door.
Brandon, you didn't influence nothing, okay? Our marriage influenced my decision.
Praise God. Okay.
Ellie, okay. Can you just...
Well, since this is a... Oh, she bugging.
I hope my breast isn't in the shot.
Okay, well... Okay, you go ahead. You go ahead and you say why, and I'll say why. Why I feel that way. The younger.
So you telling me you only thought you thought this question because you thought I was gonna say the opposite?
I thought of this question just because I did want to talk about it, but I did. Hey, stop it! But I did think that you were gonna say say the opposite. It's not that I was gonna try to convince you. I just thought we was gonna be different, and I just wanted to hear the perspective of why,
mm-hmm.
which I have.
I can have an talking, idea, you know, of why. Like,
talk to other people so I could just kind of give their perspective, or why they feel. But
I'll give like why I said that in the beginning.
Okay,
and why I've changed.
Okay, go ahead.
But like before, like I. When I said that I felt like, you know, I wish we would have been older, is because I feel that if, like,
if you're going to say something about readiness, don't.
No, I'm not.
We're not going to talk about, just go ahead. That's another conversation.
Readiness, but now I feel like I got to second guess what I was going to say because you told me don't say something.
Okay, go ahead. Say what you was going to say.
Okay. All right. So let me just get into why I said that originally and why I've changed my mind.
Mm-hmm.
So the reason why was because I felt as if though if we had waited till we were older, we would have had more time to get ourselves together.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, don't say it, but I'm gonna just say it. Be more ready.
Okay.
So I just felt like we probably just would have had our situation, would be better. I mean, like not our marriage, but like just our situation would be better if we were older.
Mm-hmm.
However, now I don't feel that way because I feel like I feel like, I mean, our situation, we're kind of like fortunate because we've been dating since we were 19. But, you know, let's say, like, you know, we kind of like got married at 23. Is 23 still young?
Yeah, I would say it's young.
Yeah, okay.
It's definitely young, like, now. That's, like, insane.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, I'm glad that we have been together since 19 years old, but, you know, like, honestly, if things are going to happen the way that they were going to happen anyways, I'd rather we gotten married, like, not 19, because we started dating at 19. Unless you knew already that you wanted to marry me.
I did.
Okay, well, I didn't know that yet.
Okay.
So I'll say 20. Give me a whole year being with you, I think I would have known that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want to marry him. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, probably I would go back and do that because, like, things gonna happen regardless. However, regardless how old you are, like, life is gonna happen. The mm-hmm. difference is that when you're older and have gone through life and gone through situations, you're kind of like stuck in your ways, and it's hard because when you're married, like, you're two different people trying to come together and be one, mm-hmm. one household, one family, one, you know, one person, like, you know what I'm saying, like, mm-hmm. we are one, but we are two different people. Mm-hmm. You have grown up and had the background that you have, and I also, and like, if you start off younger, yes, there are still things that are, like, different because the way you were raised is different from the way I was raised, but, like, life situations and how we deal with life, mm-hmm. and adversities and stuff, like, it's better to go with it with, like, go at it with a person, with your spouse, mm-hmm. than by yourself, because how you solve a problem by yourself and mm-hmm. how I solve a problem by myself prior to being married is totally different. But then when we come together and we have a problem together, now we're trying to solve that problem two different ways.
Yeah.
As opposed to, we don't know how to fix this because we were young, we never experienced this, mm-hmm. and now we're learning together.
Right.
So we are now on one accord, right. in different things, because as we have had to grow up and learn different things, we're learning it together.
Right.
Also, yeah. You just have more time to, like, really get that, like, communication aspect down pat. And I'm not trying to be corny and, like, oh, you know, cliche. But for real, like, communication is really important. Exactly. You know, like, it's really not cliche. Like, it's for real. People say it for a reason. Communication is key. Mm-hmm. You know, how am I supposed to know how you feel if you don't communicate to me? And how am I supposed to understand if you don't communicate it well, if I don't ask questions? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, anyways, it gives you more time to get to know each other and to learn and grow together. That's the main thing, like, just growing together. Right. And like I said earlier, like, all the, like, problems are going to come. So why wait? Like, if we try to sit here and wait till we got it together, we ain't never going to have it together.
Right.
Something is always going to be in the way.
Right.
You know, like, okay. You know, I know you don't want to get into that conversation about readiness, but I'm just saying, like, just real quick, is just, like, whatever box you're going to check right now, there's going to be a box later that's going to be unchecked, whether you think about it or not. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because you turn into different people.
Exactly.
Even, like, I've been seeing a lot of stuff where people are married. They've been married for a long time, and these are men. And they're saying how they have been with six different women now, but it's their wife.
Hmm?
That's what I'm saying. They've been,
who's their wife? The six different women?
The woman, they've been with one woman. They've been married to one woman, but their lady has been six different people.
Oh, okay.
Through their marriage, right?
Right.
That's how they've changed this much.
Yes,
You know,
yes.
you got the honeymoon phase, and I'm pretty sure they were talking in the context of a man staying married and working through those things, and they've obviously also changed in ways as well. But just talking about how, you know, let's just, you got a honeymoon phase or whatever,
Excuse me.
then you got I don't know. What did they say?
Well, no, baby, because you know, let's just, because are you saying that you don't understand that? Because I do understand that.
No, I do. I understand it.
Okay,
That's all I'm
but
trying
I
to
don't
say.
want to put it in the context of like relationship because, like, I was just talking to Nia about this. Like us as women, we change, like, and not even on some like oh honeymoon or you know whatever type stages. Like it's just like Elizabeth at 16 was different from Elizabeth at 21,
Right, I
you
know, but
know.
the stages also we have some type of name in the
So
category
what
for
name
them.
would you consider me now being like I'm like postpartum slash never having a kid again? Now I'm trying to learn who I am now. Like, what is that? What category is that? Because
I
this
don't
is a
know.
whole new me. This is a new version of me that you've never seen. Now, I've
Right.
never experienced either.
Right.
So that's kind of like what I'm talking about. Like every
I
like,
don't know. I
but
cannot
do you get what I'm
remember.
saying though?
Yeah,
I
you're
don't care
trying
about
to.
the labels. I really don't. But I was
But
just.
this is just a part that I have to figure. Like the other day, I didn't even answer the original question. But we'll go back to that. The other day when we were on the phone, it is. I still really haven't got when I listen to different people about marriage because I'm trying to really figure out what am I supposed to do when you are going through something. They always say don't give a solution, and I'm like, okay, cool. And then I'll listen, and then you stop talking,
You like it's just
and then it's
quiet.
just quiet, and then it's like,
And that pisses
okay,
me
I
off.
know it does. I'm yelling, and I know this mic is hot. This mic is a. This is a. It was Alpha. It's Alpha. What's it called? What did I get this from?
Amazon.
No, not Amazon. This is from
Temu? No.
TikTok.
Oh,
They
yeah. No,
work
I'm
pretty
telling
good.
you, TikTok shop be working.
They be working because when like this is gonna be distorted. Like it's like when I get loud or whatever, it's gonna sound kind of nuts. Anyway, what was I saying?
Yeah, I was saying that you're
Yes,
pissing me off with
it
the
pisses you
silence.
that the silence makes you upset. But I'm also like, but I don't know what to say. And the thing that I want to say, you is gonna, and I have said all the things, fam, all of them. I've said, oh, like, been tried to be like, no, be quiet, be
No.
quiet, be quiet. I'm talking right now. I'm talking right now. Humble yourself. I have said all the things, fam. I have said you capping right. The laugh is cap. The laugh is cap.
No, because what you just said was cap.
No, it wasn't.
Aw, you ain't never awed me in your
Okay, but
life.
you know what I'm you I
Nope,
my
real.
type of awe. It ain't awe,
And
but
that's a
it's
problem,
no
sir.
nigga, no
Okay,
fam, no. You not
baby, go
no, you're
ahead,
not
go
finna
ahead.
say because it is not a like that, but it's definitely a like a, it is
It's true
all
to who you are, sir.
to
Because
me
when and
no
no,
because
because when
to
you
me I'm sorry to hear that type of, like I'm sorry that that's what you're going through type stuff. That is all to me. That's all. Okay, like that to me sounds like so dismissive. And
It
there's been
does, but
times where it
there's.
was like there and it's like and I'll try to say what the right thing, or I'll just listen because I just learned. Mind you, a lot of the stuff I'm gonna say, we've only been married for 5 years. We're not experts, but a lot of the stuff that I will say is pair is I'm parroting, not a parody like funny, but parrot like a repeating
Yes.
something I heard from somebody else that I respect that makes sense. Excuse me, sorry. I am parroting. I mean, I try to listen to see if whatever the problem is me. But I don't know how to get there. And should I just be like, did I do something? When it's clearly, you haven't said that it was, that this particular thing is on me. But maybe this particular thing, you're not even that upset about, but there's something else down, there's something of some time ago that you are now upset about, and it needs to come out in some way, somehow. Because there are some things I'm just be like, why are you so upset? what is this emotion? Like, why? Like, you just made yourself mad, because this situation, no way.
You just don't understand.
I don't understand.
And the ladies will understand that when you in the trenches all day.
The trenches? The trenches? The trenches? The trenches.
This is the trenches, okay? When you in the trenches all day, you done had it up to here. So the slightest
thing.
That's
the other thing, too, unfortunately. There's a lot of ladies that don't know what the trenches is. You're special. There's a lot of ladies that they not raising their kids. Uh-oh. They going to work. They not. They a man.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, that's another conversation. Yeah.
Okay, but listen though, like, but your problem is like, just let's just take this out of the whole marriage equation or whatever, because your problem. You like this with people in general. Like, what's I always get sympathy and empathy confused. Which one is which?
Sympathy is, I think, when you've been through something, and like you understand what they're going through. Empathy is when you haven't been through something, but you kind of like put your feet in their shoes.
Okay, well, I don't know what I don't know what the word is for what I'm about to say. Because it ain't sympathy, fam. You don't show sympathy, and you've been through those things. But when the other person, when the shoe is on the other foot, you like, what's their problem? Okay? Such as when one of us, okay, is sick.
That's irrational.
You catch a whole attitude like, I don't understand why y'all being like this. But when you're sick, you're like, baby me, babe. Take care of me, babe.
But even if you didn't, babe, like, if you just, like, left me alone, like, I would rather that.
Still? No, I wouldn't. I don't want to see that. I don't want to see I'm dying. This is like the Pharisees when they're freaking fasting. Nah, and they're all disheveled.
I don't do that.
Babe, your whole situation yesterday with your headache. I gotta fix this problem because he is a miserable person. There's only room for one person with an attitude in this family, and it's me because I'm with these people all day.
What happened? You left, right? And I was with these people for a few hours and my hand was throbbing.
For 2 hours, Brandon?
My hand was throbbing.
I'm with them all day.
I feel for you. My head was throbbing.
No,
though.
You don't feel for
yes,
me.
Yes, I do feel
no,
for you.
No, you don't.
I do.
Anyways. So that's really the problem, is that when I'm going through something, you don't know how to show sympathy or empathy.
But I don't know how not to have a solution for whatever it is.
Can you give me an example how you would validate my feelings if I'm telling you something?
I don't know what that means.
No. Okay.
I have no idea what that means.
That's the thing, because I think I've told you this before. Like, I want validation. I don't want a solution right now, especially when I'm venting and I'm in that moment.
Okay, because validate to me means you're saying something, and I'm just like, and I'm supposed to sit there and tell you that I understand where you're coming from. And sometimes I definitely do that. I understand, but I also have, no, I understand, and there's a way for you not to feel that way. We're not there yet.
I'm emotional, so therefore I cannot take in that information. Okay?
Okay, so then, but then there are times where, like, yeah, I get it, babe. And there's silence and
But
there's nothing else. Like, what else am I supposed to say?
because it isn't like I get it, babe. No, it'd be
That's
like you
validating.
no. I want you to tell me that the way I'm feeling is okay. It's normal. I want you to tell me that I'm not tripping. I have all the right to
That's
feel
what I
my
s that is
feelings.
same thing. How is that
No.
not the same thing? How? I don't get it. You have to explain it to me. How is, I don't even know how we got
Okay,
here.
I know. How did we get here?
No idea. But should we get married, young or old?
Already gave my answer.
I say yes. I say yes, you should get married. Oh.
What?
Yes to yes, yes to old, yes to new, young. You should get married young for the same reasons that you said. Yeah, like you took my answer, really. So,
Because we are one.
yeah, you're right, you're right. So, yeah. Yes, we should get married young. You should get married as young as possible. Dating is a is another conversation we can have.
How long do you think is an acceptable time? Because what if like somebody is dating, they're like young or whatever, and they don't know like how do I know when we've been dating long enough to consider this person to be my wife or asking this person to be my wife? Like should we just be dating casually or should we be
No,
dating with the intention
absolutely
of
not.
marriage?
Dating with the intention of marriage. And this is coming from a Christian. We are Christians. We love Jesus. Our answer is going to be Christian. I'm not talking about anything like secular because I just, that's not my worldview. So this is, I think that the world obviously could use this information because it's just like the Bible isn't about, isn't a self-help book to make your life the best for you. But the Bible says a lot of, says a lot of things that could make your life exceptionally better than if you was to just keep on leaning into your own understanding.
I mean, come on, like, why not take advice, marriage advice from the person who created it?
Exactly. Like, so like you not get, your sister says she don't recognize marriages if they not saved, if they not a Christian.
Is
Remember
it
she
she
said
said
that
that? Did
garbage?
she say that? Did she say
It's
it like that, or did
hilarious.
she say that she just doesn't think people who are saved should be married?
Who
If
are
you're
not
not
saved.
saved, don't, what you getting married for? I think that's what she was saying.
Something
Like,
like that. But this
it should only belong to Christians.
that's basically the same thing. It's basically the same thing.
Oh,
Basically. But yeah, I, if you what did you say? What was the question again? Should you,
Should, like what
what's up, Dan? How you doing?
my first question before I said whether you should be being intentional or like I asked, what's up? We love you
Love
too.
you too.
I asked if you should be dating with the intention of marriage or just casually dating. And then I also asked, what is a long enough time when you're dating if a person is young or if a person is older and they're, maybe they just haven't found the right person and they're older in their life or whatever. What is an acceptable,
All
bye,
right, Dan,
have a
have a good
good
day.
day. What is an acceptable amount of time to be dating before like thinking about now progressing this and like asking this person to marry me, or as a woman, like if he asks me, do I say yes? Have we been dating long enough? Like what's a
Well,
time?
I would first have to say that if you are, especially if you're Christian, you have to throw away all of your the world's like expectations and all of that. So you can't even you can't go into it even like thinking about anything that the world tells you, because the world is going to tell you to just do you, and you should be that everything should be everything that you do should be making you happy, and you should be, and this should be a fairy tale, you should feel butterflies, blah 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 blah. If you find somebody that you're attracted to, you are your and your values align, and you can tolerate that
Values.
person.
Are we talking about like even religion, or we're just talking
Yes,
like
100%. I don't think you should not be unequally yoked. So yeah, don't marry somebody who hates your God. You know what I'm saying? You're if you
So
especially for, mostly
religion.
for women. Whatever the husband is, that is usually the way that the family goes religious wise. But even for guys, don't go marrying a Muslim woman, a Hindu, a New Age, like if you're a Christian. You know what I'm saying?
So
Don't do that.
values being like religion, children, like family dynamic.
Correct. So values is like, yeah, the things that you value in
I'm just
life.
trying to give some
Is like,
context so people can think about these things.
right, value. Yeah, your values is basically your religious. If you want kids, if you don't want kids, if you got kids, how like what's the discipline gonna be like? All of those different those real things that people say you shouldn't get to until like a bunch of dates.
What if a
And it's like
person
for
wants to
what?
move and the other person doesn't? Is that a break
Yeah.
or make deal?
I think that that is important.
Yeah.
I do think that is important. I don't think that that's a values issue, but that's just definitely important and something that you should try to figure out before you go ahead and say yes. You know what I'm saying? Like, but
So not so so are you saying that there's no time frame? You just should.
right, there's no time frame, but you just need to make sure that you have important conversations early. Like, because you shouldn't just be keep on dating. I feel. And I've heard other
Dating
smart
multiple
people.
people or the same person? Are you saying like dating in general? Like what do you mean by you shouldn't keep dating?
Dating, like,
'Cause what if we're in a relationship, we're dating each other. Is that what you're talking about? Like at some point y'all should stop dating and y'all should get married? Is that what you're saying? Or you're just saying like serial dating other people.
I think serial dating would mean other people. So if let's just say you are maybe you got maybe you really you're on like one of the dating sites or whatever, and you keep dating in the sense of you right like right now dating is like I'm with somebody for a long period of time, like you know what I'm saying?
Okay, so it's not like let's say you have a woman, she's on a dating app and she sees a guy, you
Which
know
is
what I mean?
really a
It's
hookup app
only, I
nowadays.
know.
It's not really a dating app
We're on
anymore.
Christian Mingle.
Okay, cool. Christian Mingle.
So,
And you go on a date with somebody and
right,
y'all don't
because
hit it
you know,
off.
you only have like a short amount of stuff you could put in the profile. Also,
Right.
like
That's
looks,
fine.
attraction, you know,
Right.
whatever. So then
Yeah.
you see that person, you go on a date, go maybe two dates, and you're like, yeah, this don't feel good. On to the next person.
That's okay.
That's okay.
Yeah, I'm talking about I'm with somebody. I'm talking serial dating, I would say, is you're with like people like long term.
Okay, so
And
you've been
long
with
term is
that
like a
person for
few
like a few
months.
months, break
Yeah.
up, on to
On
the
to the
next
next one.
one.
Yeah, like just trying to, yeah, that's what I would say. You know what I'm saying? I would say you
I
need to
think
be
that
dating with the intent to be married. And so that means that you need to find out these different things earlier than later.
Also super important is that's why you really need to know yourself and like what you want, you know, like if you've never asked yourself these questions and like,
yeah,
you know, like what's important to me and what is something I just cannot waver in.
Yeah.
Like how can you know to have these conversations? You know what I'm saying? But if you're not thinking, if these things aren't on your mind, like I would imagine it's difficult to even bring this up in a conversation, you know, and you're just talking about nonsense. You're talking about not nonsense, but I'm just saying like, you know, you just shooting the breeze, just right. Lit, going with the flow, living your life, you know, not really with like a purpose, a goal, which is marriage, you know? Yeah. And so I think it is important to like,
thank you, Lena. Sit back down.
Like I said, ask yourself these questions. Sit down and figure out like what is really important to you. What's really important to you, and you know, so that you can go into a relationship knowing where you stand. Now let me find out where this person stands.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, that makes sense.
How did you get out of there? She helped him?
Yeah. So to answer your question, I don't think that there needs to necessarily be some type of like time limit, but I do think that it should be sooner than later, because you should be dating or meeting people with the intention of being married.
Now you definitely should have the means to live on your own, right?
I think so. I definitely think so. If you're at the dating, because like, let's just say like you was with this person in high school or something. You know what I'm saying? Like kind of off subject. I am getting increasingly more like okay with the fact that in our world now, in the Western context of what it is to be happy or whatever, is very individualistic. But in so many other cultures and the way that we were, that the way that we've always been, is very family oriented, and it's a lot of people in one household that like multiple generations in one household, and it's not always necessarily because of a money issue.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like kind of like, and so I am more and more,
it just works for them, and they're not so like, oh, you still live with your mom, like,
right? That's not a thing. Like Abraham's literally was 70.
Give it to him.
Don't let him lock it. Unlock it.
Let me see. Hold on. Bless me.
Like, Abraham, stop. Bless. Stop.
I'm listening.
Abraham was literally 70. Right. And he said he was still in his father's household. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, even if you get to a certain place, if we were to get, which I kind of think that this is kind of a little bit more of what I would rather have, is like if we all had like, because I already want a bunch of land, if God willing, and if there was like multiple, if we had multiple houses on the same land. So, but we're not
like, this subdivision belongs to our family,
right? But it wouldn't be a subdivision in this context,
okay?
Like because this is like kind of it's kind of weird. It's not weird, but I'm talking about you got like a plot of like 100 acres and everybody got a house on this 100 acres.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Or you have a big enough house to where you can just kind of, families can kind of separate.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but there is like, I know that that person is just on the other side of the house.
Mm-hmm.
Or, and at whenever it's time to be, it, you know, commune together or whatever, be together, there is like kind of a central place that everybody could come together, and you know what I'm saying? So it's not that that's has to happen or that even anybody else is okay with that, but yeah, but if you are looking at it in the context of what do you need? No, I'm using it right now. Yes. If you I'm not gonna say that that's not a good idea. You should be able to oh, this is what I was gonna say though. If it's like high school sweetheart or whatever, and you guys are like, yeah, we're gonna get married or whatever. If it takes you some time, like if that happened to one of our kids, I'm okay with them. Like I said, Lord willing, we have the means to even do that. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you might not have the means or where it makes the most sense. If it's in like too cramped of a space, that might be, I don't know. It could, like you remember Charlie and the Chocolate Factory? How the grant, like I don't know how enjoyable they did. They were obviously poor, but
Man, even when he owned the factory, they were still living in that
you feel
house.
me? Like, but so I know that that's like a fictional story, but like when COVID happened in Italy, all these people was dying because it was like young people and old people. It was like a bunch of generations in the house. I don't know how big the houses are there, but it was a bunch of different generations in the house. I know like my Nana, when she was growing up, they had like it was like upstairs McKinley's and downstairs McKinley's here. Upstairs family, downstairs family, whatever. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, that's like maybe high school. But if you if, but it is it is not a bad idea for you to be financially stable for any situation that might come up. You know what I mean?
Definitely when you have children in the equation,
Of course, but you know, also keep it in your pants until you get married. You know what I mean? So that's not even we could talk about that
okay, we're
some
gonna
other
have dinner
time.
in a little bit.
You know, but in this context, again, I'm trying to live a Christian life, getting closer to Jesus. Let's talk about doing the things the right way, assuming things are being done in the right way. So yeah, definitely financially stable, or at the very least have the potential. You know what I'm saying? To make, you know, make money or whatever. What else? Oh, that was the that was one thing, because to me values are you making sure that you two have the same values is more important to me than what I'm about to say, because I was talking to some of the guys and like they were talking about they wish they had waited because of certain circumstances that they have found themselves in. Because one of them was talking about, I don't want to say their names, that's why I'm just, you know, whatever. One other guy, one of my guys, he was like, and these guys are older, because I asked them this question because they're older than me, and I value, you know, obviously people that's older than you that's been through stuff, I value like what they have to say. But also where I came up with my stuff, with what I just said, came from other older people that I don't know them, but what they were saying made sense, and it's, you know, it kind of aligns more with what I think. But for what but what my guy said, which it did make sense, is also kind of what my mom said when we was about to get married, is and it was about family, it was the family dynamics, and like you just kind of said that too. So one was like, he got married and his wife had kids already. So it was kind of like getting used to that part. Like they didn't have any kids together. It was her kids. So it was like kind of get And at first, obviously, he's a bachelor. He don't gotta get up and get kids ready for school, all types of stuff. Mm-hmm. He came in, now he gotta get kids ready for school and
right.
be up early, earlier than what he would have to be.
Right.
All of that stuff, and just, you know, being okay with that, basically. Mm-hmm.
And not even just that, because when you get into a relationship with somebody that already got kids, you take on everything that comes with that.
Right.
Like, everything. I'm talking about his, you know, the father's family mm-hmm. and the father, mm-hmm. you know, assuming the father's assuming in the picture.
Right.
I
don't know if that's the case.
But you know, you gotta really think about all of that.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm not saying that people who have been married previously and has kids in different marriages and then, mm-hmm. you know, remarried or whatever should mm-hmm. not. I think they absolutely should. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. second chances are great.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's just something to consider. Like, yeah. you have to think about all of it. And if you're willing to take that on, because like you just said, like, you go from literally one day not being a father to the next day being a father. But that also, you know, it like we said, you have to think of, like, you have to think about being in a relationship with the intention of marriage. So if you're dating and you already know mm-hmm. that this person has a kid, in your mind, you should already kind of be getting in the habit of looking at them as your child. Mm-hmm. And you know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. I just think about my cousin, you know, mm-hmm. her already having a child, and, you know, her boyfriend had to, like, you know, step up in certain mm-hmm. situations or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Which I think is fair. Which I think is
fair. I think that's fair.
Yeah.
If you're gonna mess with somebody, not mess with. That's what I don't even want to say mess with. I'm talking, if you want to get married and you find out they have children, that is for you to decide if you want to be a dad or not.
And that is why you have to ask these kinds of questions.
Right.
Like, okay, because too, like, I know, like, with my mom, she waited a really long time before we met Dan.
I'm cool with that.
I don't know, like, I'm cool with it, but then at the same time, does that cause a person to just keep waiting longer and longer? You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. Like, I mean, I get it. I get where it is, because, like, God forbid you die. I'm really not interested in doing that.
Mm-hmm.
I really would rather just be a widow all my life. I really would. Like, ugh, I can't. I feel for the people right now who are dating. This is my trenches. Those are those trenches. I don't want to be in two trenches, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
So, but I'm just thinking, like, let's just say the Lord changes my heart. Who knows how things would plan out, you know? Pray to God that you last longer than I do. But not really, because I feel like you wouldn't take care of the kids, right?
That's
but
quiet.
I just want us to be really old. Let's just die together in our bed holding hands like this,
yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right. But anyways, I wouldn't want to introduce the kids to a person yet. Maybe I would, just to be like, you know, my friend or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, on a consistent basis, because you do... It would have to be 1 month after. I would say 1 month after, because at that point, I should know whether or not this is somebody I should potentially, like,
yes,
want to marry.
Right. Because even in that context, you should be dating for a reason.
Right.
If you're not dating for that reason, like, you're just like, I just want to find a friend,
mm-hmm.
find some girlfriends.
Right, right.
Like,
right,
hopefully you got
right.
some girlfriend, but... If it's just like, it's a guy and they, maybe that guy is pursuing you. I don't think it's anything wrong with if you was to be open to, because that's what it really should be anyway.
What?
Really, I'm talking about guys need to get back to pursuing women. And mm-hmm. women need to stop pursuing guys.
For sure.
Another story. So... If you decide to allow it to keep going or whatever, and then yes,
because
after
part
a month
of-
and after them doing whatever they're trying to do, court you or whatever, yeah, it's hopefully they have the mindset And usually they do, like old people, when you find out they're getting married, it's usually like pretty quick. And they not, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Because they're not like, we ain't got time to waste.
Right. You about to die tomorrow. You know what I'm saying?
But definitely, like, you know, in our example or whatever, I think that it would be important to, like, not super fast. And, you know, like I said, a month, I think, is a decent amount of time.
Yeah.
Because one of the factors of knowing whether I'm going to marry this person is how they interact with my children and how comfortable my children feel around this person, because mm-hmm. this person is going to essentially be our protector, our provider.
All right.
You know, so I would not say so much about like how important it is with how that person interacts with like my family.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, I think that it is important for there to be respect.
Right.
But also, like, you know, if we're, you know, in the context of being married already,
mm-hmm.
if my dad was disrespectful, like, I really feel like it would be my job to, like, make sure my dad understands that I'm not yours. Mm-hmm. Like, I know I'm your daughter or whatever, but me and him are one, so I need you to respect my husband. And then also, obviously, you speaking up for yourself or whatever, but I think it's okay, and I think it's really good, really it feels nice when your partner like sticks up for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So even if there is kind of like an issue or whatever between blended families, or not even just blended families, just your family and my family.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like disrespect, because I mean, not everybody gotta like each other, you know what I'm saying? Like, you mm-hmm. don't gotta like, you know, my mom or whatever, but mm-hmm. we gotta have respect,
right?
You know what I'm saying? So when there's disrespect, though, you gotta stop that, because you disrespecting him, that means you disrespecting me,
right?
So yeah. Mm-hmm.
How we get there?
You were talking about that your friend is having like an issue with like extended family or something.
Right. Yeah, kids.
Oh, okay.
But kids. Yeah, that, I didn't start saying that. But one of them also, his thing was, the family being, kind of, I guess, being messy.
Mm.
I guess not. I don't think it was necessarily with them in like their mm-hmm. marriage, like not messy, but I guess it's been a few times where there's been a lot of people that's had to stay with them or something to that effect. But his whole overall thing was just knowing what family you was getting into.
Yeah,
like I guess it was it. He, for him, he just kind of was like, man, she fine, blah, blah, blah. Let me, you know, lock this down.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I think also, he wasn't saved also.
Oh, okay.
Because in my head, I'm just like, I'm still just like, I mean, it's only so much you can know, and you know, some people family just not. I mean, what are you going to do? You going to deny them if they're sane, if they're on your same wavelength of values and all of that stuff?
That's what I was going to say.
They're like, not nuts. If they're nuts, okay, like, yeah. But if they're not nuts and their family might be nuts, now you got stories. You feel me? Like, now I got stories to tell the guys.
Oh, okay. Because this is what I was gonna say was like, how important is it to like know everybody in this person's family before you get into a marriage with this person? Because like to me, I don't feel like it's that important. Like you know who we know,
mm-hmm.
who let me see, you know who we know who. You know, is in a relationship or whatever, and no, Blessie's playing on the phone, who didn't like get to meet the parents right away, or you know, and that right. was just kind of like different.
And then to go back to your seat.
I don't know how to do this, honestly.
What are you trying to do?
I don't know. I'm trying to put this game on for him. Wow. Elena, relax. Here, Blessed. Here. You're welcome. Mm-hmm. You know, and then okay, you know, meeting parents, and then now it's like parents meeting parents. It's like, how important is that? That's not really important. What's important is that me and you get to know each other.
Right.
And you get to know my family and I get to know your family.
Right.
All that other stuff, that's outside noise, because at the end of the day, this marriage is between you and me.
Right. I mean, you are putting the families together, but again, I'm still with you. But there is some type of, like,
we're not talking about in-laws, because I do not really like, I feel like you really should get along with in-laws. I hate the stereotype of like mother-in-laws and daughter-in-laws not getting along, or son-in-laws and father-in-laws not getting along. I really don't like that. I feel like that's super corny. Toxic. Like, yeah, why? Yeah, no, yeah. It don't have to be like this.
Right. Right.
So I'm not saying that, you know, but I'm kind of just talking about like other people. I don't know.
Like, I get what you're saying. Like, you because what he was saying, it was, I understood what he was saying, but even just listening to him, I think I said this, I was like, but that, it seems like a minor, almost like a minor annoyance. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's more of an annoyance than, I didn't say minor. I think I just said, that sounds like more of an annoyance than like a deal breaker, mm-hmm. which, and they were like, they weren't saying that they were a deal breaker, because obviously they married their significant others. But I'm just like, so if it wasn't a deal breaker, then why would you need to know that? Why would you need to know these things?
But the conversation that was like waiting longer, waiting till you were like, they were older, or waiting just a little bit more time. Because whatever the situation is, it doesn't mean that they didn't want to be with their spouse.
Right.
It just meant that they wanted more time to like get acclimated to the situation.
It's the back to that ready thing. I don't think that's a thing that you need to be really worried about, to be honest. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, again, for me personally, it's like, that's irrelevant to me. If have decided that we want to get married, and we, and our, you know, our values and things like that align. Excuse me. Notice you haven't really said much about love yet, because, you know, that can come. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's important. But what's more important is that you like this person. I think that we need to be friends. Like, at the end of the day, I have to be able to talk to you.
Yeah.
Want to talk to you. Right. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, that is, so obviously you love your friends, but the way I got to be friends with my friends, I like to talk to them. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. My guys at church, it's kind of like Christian brotherhood type stuff. So it was almost like immediate, but in getting to know them, I actually like to talk to them. Like, we talk every time we serve, when we go out to eat, and all of them, it's not boring to be around them. It's fun to talk to them. And if you're with somebody and it's like, I really could care less what you have to say, I really don't even care to tell you what's on my mind, that's not good.
It's annoying.
Right. It's annoying. That's not good. You know what I mean? So it's like,
look, I feel like if you can spend more than 24 hours not talking to your spouse, you really don't like that person. Like, well, you really,
it's not that, because sometimes people just not, you know, talkers, what, never mind. Right.
No, I'm talking about like on an angry thing, like, but some people do have just a problem with grudges. So
Yeah, there.
Never mind.
Some people got.
I'll just say for myself personally, I just cannot. I can't go more than 6 hours.
Yeah.
And that's like pushing it.
Yeah.
I'd rather just be. Babe.
Yeah.
You know how I say sorry?
Yeah.
Babe, you know what you? Babe, you know what BJ did?
Crazy kids. You know what
Elena said to me?
Crazy.
That's how we get over it. That's how we get over being mad, right? I guess because that usually be happening. It'd be like, man, I want to be mad at this dude so bad.
But this
was freaking hilarious, and I want to tell my best friend.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
All right.
Yeah.
But it's time for dinner.
Sure is. So did we answer the question? Should you get married young?
Yeah, we did.
Yes. Yes. 100%. Yep. You should get married as young as possible.
Mm-hmm. And Not seven years old.
And if you're a person that you're like, you're on the fence of whether you want to be married at all, then, you know, be on the fence. But if you're somebody that is like, I've always wanted to be married, because for me, that is how I've felt. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's how I felt. Yeah, like, I've always
knew that marriage was for you.
Yes. I've always felt like marriage was for me.
Mm-hmm.
Having kids was for me. So it made sense for me. So, but if you're somebody that's maybe on the fence, like, you are truly on the fence, not on some, they tell you to have your own life and spread your oats or wild oats or whatever the stupid saying is, or
you know,
figure out what you want to do and all of this bull crap.
Yeah, don't let nobody convince you like you're not ready.
Don't let society convince you.
No,
you know what I'm saying?
You'll know. Again, not trying to get into the ready situation, but
right.
When you want to get married. Sure. Right. Who cares what people are going to say? People are going to say what they're going to say anyways.
And I want to talk about dating though, because I heard something else. And this person was talking about black people in particular, but I'm pretty sure it probably encompasses all people, all cultures.
Mm-hmm.
And they were talking about how dating is now a drug. This is gonna have to be another episode.
Yeah.
Because they were talking about how people are addicted to dating because they go from person to person, but they haven't really healed from the last person, and they just don't want to be alone. They're not with people because they necessarily love them or respect them. They are just trying not to be alone. That's kind of the gist of it. But again, I'll have to go back, see what that was talked, so I could talk about that clearly. Mm-hmm. But so yeah, get married young. Don't wait. Women is biologically is. It's don't look good for you when you start getting to 30s, in your 30s, trying to have babies. And guys,
I'll just say this little quick thing about women.
Uh-huh.
Don't suppress your desire to want to be a mother.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Because that is how that's what God created us to do, to give life.
Yeah.
Don't suppress that. Same for guys.
Same. I mean, to be honest, not to be a mother, but guys, it's okay to not have a bunch of bodies. And studies say it's better to not have a bunch of bodies. Forget the Bible. Don't forget the Bible. But you know what I'm trying to say. Forget religion. Forget Christianity. Forget all of this. All this stuff. A lot of the statistics coming out nowadays is proving the Bible right.
Having multiple partners made, for me, our sex life like not that great in the beginning, because you have to like fight through all of that.
Exactly.
You know,
because you're comparing.
Yeah.
You're comparing this person to that person.
Exactly.
So, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Especially when we live in such a pornographic world too.
Like that too. Stay off porn, guys and girls. Everybody stay off porn.
Yeah. It really does fry your brain. Like I always thought like, that's stupid. It doesn't mess up your brain. No, it really does, because it really distorts the like the way that it's supposed to be. Like,
yeah,
I really thought like sex was a dirty, nasty thing.
Yeah.
Because you associated with that feeling because you were doing it outside of the way God intended it to be.
Exactly.
But okay, we gotta go because we're gonna talk about this another day.
Yeah.
But okay.
Peace.